All right, we are back with another Fantasy Football Podcast. This week is week number 10, and today we are joined by John Croach, Jake Spiritosis, and our special guest, Mr. Riley. Mr. Riley, how are you doing today? What is
Hey, thank you. Doing great.
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, Mr. Riley, I know today you had the culinary class. You had to cook for the veterans. How was that?
Yep, went great. Thanks for your help. We had Veterans Day breakfast and very good turnout. It's been getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah. So I know you meet a lot of famous people. Been any football players? Any basketball players?
Not football or basketball. I've met plenty of baseball players. I guess the most famous being Cal Ripken Jr. Met him at a restaurant in Philly.
What about who's the most famous person that you met? You think?
That Gunna picture?
Gunna was good. Probably, I guess people would say Leonardo DiCaprio.
You met DiCaprio? That's like the most famous actor of like all time.
Yeah, he'd probably be one of the biggest.
All right. Well, anyway, Mr. Riley, we, as you know, new guests. Are you a football fan?
Yeah, I'm a decent football fan. I don't watch a ton. I'm more into baseball. But
yeah, well, this week we'll give you the pass because it was World Series week. So
yes, and I'll be definitely able to hold my own against these guys here.
Yeah. Well, John's a bit slow.
Hey, I think I have more picks than you this week. So
who had
Okay.
So anyway, this week we'll talk about the previous games, so the Week 9 games, and I guess we'll start it off with the Eagles beating the Texans, something that we all knew was going to happen. Jake, any thoughts on the game?
Okay, I think Jalen Hurts showed up big time in this game.
He showed up big time, but
he played good, but in the beginning, first half, that was so sketchy.
It was scary.
But I mean, he didn't throw a pick. He went 21 for 27 and had two touchdowns. So you could not be mad at that.
Dallas Goedert game. Goddard game.
No, it was. Like, I have him on my fantasy team. I was so happy, 100 yards and a touchdown.
Like, that's insane.
I was so happy.
Yeah. Then AJ Brown obviously just doing AJ Brown stuff. Anything happened on defense? Gardner Johnson.
Gardner Johnson, most interceptions in the league, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he's leading.
Yeah.
Is this his second year?
This first year. We just signed him.
From
the Saints, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. But, what's it called? Dude, Texans? Damian Pierce just needs to get out of Texas.
I love Damian
Pierce. He's so good. He had 139 yards. He's just a workhorse.
He reminds me so much of, like, Marshawn Lynch.
He's just crazy. He's a power back. But a power back that can run.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary.
The Texans were actually surprising. Like, they were, like, really keeping up with them until, like, halftime. And then after that, it was just, like...
Did Brandon Cooks play? I don't think he did, right?
No.
I want to say, I saw he was available to play, but I believe Coach sat him because he didn't go to practice.
I mean, also, it would have been a waste of time. They're losing this game.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they kept it close. And with Brandon Cooks was in, that would have...
Well, they kept it close, but like, if you're in the coach's position, you're not gonna risk it.
Yeah. Well, moving on to the next game, we'll go to 6-3 Dolphins barely beating the Chicago Bears 35-32. What's it called? Tua. Ever since Tua's been back, like, Dolphins just look like another Super Bowl contender again.
I'm surprised you're talking about Tua before Justin Fields right now.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Low-key. We're going to be talking about Justin Fields. What, he break the record for rushing yards?
Yep.
Yeah, that's insane.
Wait, did you see, like, it was, like, on the side, and the coach was, like, the Bears coach was, stop it!
Yeah,
stop running!
Like, stop running!
Yeah.
So Darnell Mooney is just...
He had a good game,
but, like, I don't know. I think Chase Claypool should be, like, the key to their offense. I don't think Darnell Mooney can, like, get it done like Chase Claypool can. I might be a bit biased because I am a Steelers fan.
Definitely.
But, like, Mooney's good, but, like, Chase Claypool has more experience, and he's, like, I don't know, he's, like, a bigger target, I feel like.
Well, Mooney, I feel like he's a wide receiver, too. He should be anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he wouldn't be a bad...
Maybe even a three, honestly.
He would be, like, a top 10, top 15 wide receiver, too.
Put him on the Eagles, he's wide receiver three.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, you have former Heisman winner award, Devontae Smith.
Bro, Cole Kmet went off this week.
Cole Kmet, what, he had two touchdowns?
Yeah.
What's he called? Montgomery. I mean, I can't really blame Montgomery for having a bad game. Like, he didn't have a terrible game, but no, the bad game that he had, like, an average game. Because when you have Justin Fields as a quarterback that can just run the ball all the time, it's just, like, what are you there for?
How about Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle?
Right, they go dumb every week.
Yeah.
They're looking like one of, like, the best wide receiver duos
we've
of
been
all
saying,
time.
Right we've now. Been saying this, oh, of all time.
Tyreek Hill.
They're breaking records already.
I can see that. But what's it called? Every time that Tua steps on the field and they have Tyreek and Jalen, like, they just go off.
Look at the stat line. It's actually so funny. Because, like, you just see Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle with, like, all the receptions.
And every week.
Everybody else is just, like, slacking.
Tyreek almost had 150 yards, and then Jalen almost had 100. And
Mike
they both
Gesicki,
had a touchdown.
Bro. In his bag, definitely. Only one reception for 3 yards.
The new Jeff Wilson Jr. getting to work. 51 yards and a touchdown in the receiving game. You think he's going to take over RB1?
Yeah.
Nah.
He could,
50-50. They're going to split 50-50.
I could agree with that, yeah.
Well, what's it? I just did a trade. So I gave away Jonathan Taylor, and I acquired Jeff Wilson Jr., Terry McLaurin, and the one more receiver. I want to say, it was Amari Cooper.
That's good.
It's a good trade.
Yeah, I like that.
Jonathan
That's
Taylor.
At least like 40 points.
Jeff Wilson has been better than Jonathan Taylor this season, so.
Yeah. Riley, I know you're quiet over there. Anxious to speech.
Just looking at my roster situation.
Are you an Eagles fan, right?
You know, I grew up working Sunday and Monday. I never had the opportunity to watch football. So, but yeah, now that I'm living down here,
kind of forced.
I like the birds. I call them the birds.
Kind of forced to be an Eagles fan, especially a good season that they're doing right now. This is a good Phillies, sport. Good Philly week.
Sixers.
Is it a good Philly week?
Nah, the Philly week is bad. Well, you have.
Just don't bring it.
Yeah, the Phillies losing the World Series. I know, Riley, you're probably.
Yep.
You're more of a Phillies fan. You're probably upset about that.
I'm a Mets fan. I'm from New York.
Never mind.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you on the show? but yeah, we had them. We had the Union losing in PKs this week in the Final Cup. I don't know what Sixers did this week, but
Sixers
Maxie's
lost.
Out, or not Maxie,
Harden is
out
for a month.
Yeah.
Well, Eagles did win, so.
And Flyers are doing good, I think, right?
Yeah.
The Flyers actually, really like, surprisingly, because they were supposed to have a really bad season. But anyway, back to football. Jake, this is a game that I want to talk about because you've been so high up on them all year. The Bills.
It was crazy.
20-17 losing to the Jets.
So I was just chilling, and then G goes, come out here. There's 10 minutes left, and it's tied 17-17. I was like, no.
So
no
what?
Chance. No chance. And, Josh Allen just did not play good.
We all wrote them off last week. In our prediction, we said, there's no way Jets win.
I know, right?
Bills.
Jets are on the come up.
Oh, also, is Josh Allen injured? What happened?
I don't know. They were talking about that.
Like, how serious is it?
Excuse me. It's his right elbow, if I'm not mistaken. So he said he's not going to practice today. He's questionable for Sunday.
Ooh,
okay.
That could hurt them a lot.
Could change the season.
Even if like he's only out for a few games, their seeding is going to go down a lot. So
how about the Jets? Though? I think we got to give them their props.
Yeah, I mean, what's the name? Sauce Gardner.
Strap. Dude, Gabe Davis on that last play.
That.
Did you see that,
dude? Sauce.
There was no PI.
Is he even in the conversation?
He's looking like
he's a rookie, correct?
Yeah, he is.
Is he in the conversation?
He's supposed to win it right now.
Defensive rookie.
Yeah, he is.
No,
straight
up rookie.
No, defensive rookie.
Defensive.
Is he? He's not even in the conversation.
He obviously is.
If what's the running back's name?
Breece
Hall. No, Breece Hall. If
Breece
he did not get hurt, bro.
Yeah.
Offensive rookie of the year.
You know who's making? You know who's making a come up for rookie of the year? Kenneth Walker.
No, yeah. He's been going stupid.
I think it's Damian Pierce for me.
Right now, it's either Damian Pierce, Chris Olav, or who was it? Kenneth Walker. Those are the three.
Wait, who is your first one?
Damian Pierce, Chris Olav,
and
then the other guy.
I agree with Jake, though. I think Breece Hall had it.
He did. He was going.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
So good.
But no, back to Kenneth Walker. He again, had a game for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. That was only in the rushing game. He had 20 yards and 3 receptions in the receiving game as well.
Yeah, he went crazy.
But yeah, Seahawks, what is up with the Cardinals this year?
I was high.
Geno Smith, bro.
It is Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
I was high on the Cardinals that game, and they let me down.
I mean, Geno Smith did throw for a touchdown, but he also threw for one interception and two touchdowns. 76 passer rating, I think. Yeah. And 275 yards. Like dude.
DK and Tyler Lockett.
He came out of nowhere, Geno Smith.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone thought, like, oh, like Seahawks. Everyone thought Seahawks were going, like, a rebuild mode.
Yeah. I mean, like, it looks like it. Looked like it in the beginning after getting rid of Russ.
But. Yeah, but no, you get a good quarterback that, like, he's been a backup, like, basically his whole career, besides when he first started, and he was terrible. No offense to him, but he was bad.
Oh, yeah,
he was and then he comes in this year and is just, boom.
But, I mean, look who he was behind all of his years. I mean, he started with the Jets.
Yeah.
And then went on, but...
What do we think about the Seahawks now? Do we think they're, like, a serious playoff team? Like,
listen, I don't want to jinx them, but, like, yeah. I mean, they've been taking down some pretty good teams in comp, but I don't know.
I mean, they're first in their, what's it called right now, in their conference. And so far, they played the Cardinals. They beat the 6-2 Giants. They made their second loss. They beat the Chargers, Cardinals, twice. Saints, Lions, Falcons, 49ers.
That's a lot of good teams. Good
schedule, yeah.
But the Steelers, they beat them, so.
Yeah.
In preseason, I believe.
Did the Steelers play this week?
No, they were on a bye. Don't even be starting on the Steelers. All right, we'll talk about a few more games. We'll talk about the Colts again. 26-3, they lost against the Patriots. Who do the Patriots even have on their team that is, like, good?
Ramondre
Stevenson. Yeah, Ramondre.
Mac Jones. I mean,
couldn't tell you other than that.
Jacoby Myers. My fault. But yeah, Jonathan Taylor. I don't know if it was just if he was just good in like the first 2 years. I think it's too early to call him like a.
He didn't play, did he?
He didn't play that game, but no, he did not. But like, still in the previous games. It's not like good for him, and I don't think the Colts had nothing going for them at all. Nobody ran for over 50 yards. No one even caught the ball and ran for 50 yards.
Well, do you see their quarterback? Who is Sam Ellinger? Like, do you guys really know
these guys?
Who
on the Sam Egg?
Oh, Sam Ellinger. Yeah, he's like a second year.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2021.
Yeah,
he went to Texas.
Yes.
But yeah, not.
Mike Pittman's like the only receiver.
Colts were trying. Alec Pierce hasn't been too bad.
That's but it though.
Vikings staying undefeated, barely winning 20-17. Did anyone watch that game?
I did not.
It was had on in the background, and I was like second half. I was like halftime, and they were down 17-3. Or 17-7 or something like that.
The Patriots were, right?
No. The Vikings were down to Commanders. Oh. Yeah. Taylor Heineke.
Speaking of 17 leads, can you talk about the Raiders? 17-0 lead?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, what's it called? I had him in our picks last week. Somebody wasn't too high on them.
I gave you the option to pick
him. And you were like, are you sure you want Josh Jacobs? What did Josh Jacobs do? 67 yards? Yeah. And three receptions. So, kind of glad that
If I didn't believe in him at all, I wouldn't have even put his name in there.
Bro, Travis Etienne kind of popped off, bro.
He's been popping off.
For another game where he played so good. Two touchdowns for 109 yards.
Who did that? Etienne?
Etienne, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Etienne's been doing, like, he's been a solid running back. No, These rookies this year are just...
Well, he's not a rookie.
He's not. Yeah, right. Second year. Yeah, my fault. But yeah, but these young players are doing good.
He's been doing good.
Yeah.
Well, what do the Raiders even do for us this, like, their season?
I think they throw the ball to Devontae Adams.
Well, they have all these star players, and they're 2-6.
Well, their run game was a bit weaker this time. Usually, Josh Jacobs is a bit more productive, but also they did start to throw the ball a lot to Devontae Adams. 146 yards for two touchdowns is
that insane. Was all in the first half, by the way. I don't think he caught the ball after the first half.
He caught a few in the second.
Yeah, he got one. He got one reception for like 3 yards.
Yeah, I had him on fantasy. He dropped like 36 points.
Yeah,
yeah. It was he was doing good.
They just fell apart.
Okay. Everybody saw Joe Mixon, right?
Oh yeah. My God. They were beating them by like what?
It was 42-21.
Five touchdowns or something. Pretty sure it was the fourth all time in fantasy points.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he definitely like got up there.
Five touchdowns.
Go on, Jake. You want to read his stat line?
All right. So this is just his rushing. He had 22 carries for 153 yards for four touchdowns. Then his receiving, he had four receptions for 58 yards and a touchdown.
And then I think they pulled him at the end, too. They should have just let him go. They
pulled him and Joe Burrow.
Let him get the record.
Well, you don't want to hurt your two-star players. But at the same time, you want to break records, so...
He would have tied Alvin Kamara, get one more.
Alright. Well, I think with that, we will start to wrap it up and go on with our next section. And we'll be back with our next weeks and our picks. Riley, you will be in here a bit more, so don't you worry.
I'm ready.
Alright. Alright, then we'll be back right after the break.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back with the second segment of our fantasy football podcast. This week we'll be, or this part, we'll be talking about week number 10 of the National Football League. So for this week, we will be obviously picking our who we believe would win. Jake, I believe you have what we did last week.
All right, so you and John went, you guys had 7 games correct, and I had 9.
I went from 14 games being, or 13 games being correct to 7?
Yeah.
Well, so I basically cut in half.
Yeah. A lot of upsets this week.
I had to come back.
Yeah, Jake, let's read some of the upsets. What were wrong in that week?
Jaguars.
Right, so the Chargers Falcons, you guys got wrong. Let me see what other one. The Jags Raiders, you guys got wrong. What else? Oh, the Bills Jets, we all picked wrong.
Did anyone pick the Lions?
Packers game, right?
The Packers. Wait, yeah, we all picked Packers.
Who was our guest last week?
Yeah, we all picked Packers.
Car about it.
Yeah, but those are some of the upsets.
Yeah, all right. Well, this week, Riley. So basically, what we do, we talk about the upcoming weeks. So, for example, tomorrow it is the Falcons at the Panthers. So we'll talk about that game. We'll predict who to win, and then we move on to the next one.
All right.
So yeah, let's start with that game. We have the 4-5 Atlanta Falcons playing at a 2-7 Panthers, Atlanta is favored to win. So, John, you can just go off and start with that game.
I'm going to go with Atlanta. I go with them, like, every week. And they let me down last week, but Cordell Patterson's back, and Panthers are bad.
Yeah, ever since Cordell came back, he's just obviously been producing right away. And Panthers are just, they lost Christian McCaffrey. PJ Walker hasn't been looking too bad. I think that Baker played last week, right?
I don't know. I thought he just said he was going to be back this week coming up.
Oh, well, if that is the case, then I'm definitely going with the Falcons, but I'm locking with the Falcons.
I'm rocking Falcons, too.
All right. Riley?
I'm taking Falcons.
Sweet. All right. Another one sweep. That one's actually a bit more closer than I thought. All right. So, we have a ninth. Oh, this is the Germany game, I believe, right? They're playing at Germany in this game?
Who?
The Seahawks play at 9:30 at the Buccaneers. I think it's the first ever game at the...
yeah, it's Germany.
Yeah, first ever game at...
It's in Munich? Germany.
I believe so, yeah. But anyway, it's... Buccaneers have the home advantage. They are also favored to win. So I'm going to go off with the straight up with this. I don't think the Bucs are going to win. The way that the Bucs have been playing lately and their chemistry right now is just awful. And the Seahawks, obviously, has been playing so good. So it's just Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks. I mean, Tom Brady's washed. He hasn't been looking good at all. His wide receiver core has been sucky. Mike Evans hasn't been playing good. And
about Mike Evans.
Geno Smith is him.
I'm about to drop Mike Evans on my team.
He's so bad.
Trade him. He's doing terrible. Oh, my God.
What? You're crazy, John.
All right. John,
I'm taking the Buccaneers on this one.
Oh, you're taking the Bucs.
Yeah, we got Brady finally got rid of the old ball and chain officially, so I think they're going to turn things around.
All right.
My reason is a little weird, but I feel like they're in Germany and everyone's coming to see Tom Brady and the Bucs. Like,
he has to
show out. All the fans are coming to see him, so I'm taking Bucs.
I mean, Seahawks
are a better team.
Not one of the best. The best quarterback of all time comes to your country, so a lot of people are going
to. Yeah, he's got to win.
Yeah, so he's kind of got to. But yeah, we'll move on to the next game, which is the 3-5 Broncos at the 5-3 Titans. Tennessee Titans are favored to win. JQ, you start off with this game.
I'm going Titans,
even with Ryan Tannehill out. Or being questionable.
Nah, yeah, I'm still going to go with them. The Broncos have been playing so bad, and Rusty Wilson can't do anything.
All right, fair enough. John? Horrible.
I'm going Titans. Derrick Henry is just going to run through them.
Yeah, and also Henry.
Titans are winning.
Riley, what do you have for this game?
Yeah, I'll take Tennessee as well. In a low-scoring, boring game.
That's actually... spot on. Scoring game. I mean, Titans have no receiving core at all, and Treylon Burks being doubtful really hurts, and Robert Woods is just terrible. So yeah, I'm just gonna go with the Titans here. And for the next game, we'll move on to the Jake, your Browns at the 6-3 Dolphins. I'm gonna start off with the game. I'm gonna go Dolphins are gonna actually destroy the Browns. I don't think it's gonna be that close.
Never that.
So, yeah, just straight up.
Browns. Browns are going crazy this week. I mean, Nick Chubb's going to break the franchise record, and he's going to go crazy.
What franchise record?
Bro, listen. Chubb's going to have 8 touchdowns. Nah, that's crazy. I'll give him a 4, though. Okay. Actually, I'm feeling 4 this week.
That's realistic, actually. John.
I agree that Nick Chubb is probably going to go off in this game, but I like the Dolphins better. I think Tyreek Hill and Waddle are just too good.
And Riley, what do you think?
I'll take the Dolphins. I call them the fish.
The fish. You cooking class, the fish. All right. The next game, we'll go. I'll start this game off because it's the Saints at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers. Coming off of a bye week, I think we're going to do just fine. Chris Olave is questionable. Yeah. And I think TJ Watt is going to be coming back this week. And if that is the case, then it will be looking scary.
Yeah, Steelers is an easy one.
Jayon, how do you feel?
I got Saints, even though Mike Tomlin seems to think they're going to win this game. Based on his interview, Saints are going to destroy them.
What interview?
I don't know. He said this is a put up or shut up game. Just reading it off.
Like, wait. He said what?
John,
this is come a on, bro. Put up or shut up game, Mike Tomlin says, but they're still losing, so.
He put the quotations around and everything.
Riley, who do you think this game?
I'm taking the Saints by a field goal or less.
Oh, wow.
Close game, but Saints will take it.
So, a three spread? Well, when you have a... Crazy. Steelers have a like a good-looking quarterback like Kenny Pickett.
Bro, he's so
and
bad.
Mitch Trubisky.
He's so bad.
He's not bad.
They're both
so bad.
It's his rookie year.
Just better than the Saints.
It is his rookie year, but that doesn't mean he's got
to
be...
All right, Steelers still winning. It does not matter. Anyway, moving on to the next game. We'll go to the Lions at... Oh, this game is so boring.
Bears.
All right. John?
Bears.
Lions. Riley?
The Bears.
Okay. Oh, this game actually seems pretty fun. The 7-1 Vikings at the 6-2 Buffalo Bills. I actually, Jake, what do you think about this game?
No, I'm going Bills.
You're going Bills?
I know the Vikings are a very solid team, and the Bills' defense has been lacking. Same with Josh Allen a little bit, but I think it's time for Josh to pick it back up. He knows he's MVP, and I just think that they're going to go out there with an easy victory.
Easy, a bit over top. No.
All right, I think the Josh Allen injury is really gonna hurt him. Even if he plays, it's still gonna hurt him. If Case Keenum starting, it's easily Vikings. But I'm going Vikings anyway.
Riley, what do you?
I'll agree with John there with the injury unknown there. What's gonna happen? Who's starting? I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same. I mean, Bills. Yeah, I know. A bit surprising. I see you guys' faces. A bit wide mouth surprise, but they're taking it day to day. They still don't even know the results. And if they do lose Josh Allen, they basically just lose everything.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so. Hot take. Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, he's good.
Justin Jefferson and TJ Hawkinson.
They're both good, yes.
Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, is that a Thursday night game? All right, it's not. It should be. If it was a Thursday night game, then I would definitely take the Bills because.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
Prime time.
That's bad. All right. Well, Texans at the Giants. I'm being Giants.
Giants.
Riley.
Let's see. I'm still thinking here.
The 1-6 Texans versus the 6-2 Giants.
Yeah, you know, I was always told don't mess with Texas. I think I'm going to take the Texans on this one.
Ooh.
But you don't want to mess with New York either.
That's true. Wait. Yeah, I'll take the Texans.
Oh. Okay.
I'll still pick.
All right. That's fine by me. I thought it was going to be easy sweep here, but apparently not.
Me too. I'm not going to lie.
I can tell Riley doesn't watch football.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens next week. Yeah.
All right. We have the 3-6 Jags playing at the 6-2 Chiefs. I'm just going to go out and say Chiefs because, well, they're the Chiefs. They have Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, Chiefs easily.
Jake?
You know, I really like the Jaguars.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs.
All right, yeah.
It's going to be close, though. It is going to be close.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
No.
Close isn't a word.
I'll go 10.
Maybe like 10, yeah, maybe like 10. 10 difference.
I'll say blowout.
You'll say blowout? I could see either or. Anyway, moving on to the next game. What do we just do? We'll have the 3-5 Colts playing at the 2-6 Raiders. Riley, I'll go you off first here.
What was that game again?
3-5
Colts.
3-5-1 Colts.
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders on this one.
All right, Jake. Don't say something dumb.
No, I'll go Raiders too.
Okay.
This is a bad game. I could just see the Raiders destroying in this game though. We go Raiders.
Yeah. I don't know. The Raiders record just doesn't look like it should be 2-6. They're just a good team, so I'm gonna pick the Raiders. And now we have the 6-2 Cowboys at the 3-6 Packers. Dallas is favored to win, obviously. So I'm going to go with Cowboys here.
Yeah, the boys are going to take it to Green Bay. Green Bay's been playing so bad, and they just can't get anything rolling for them.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll agree, Cowboys.
Don't mess with Texans, right?
That's right.
All right, so we have the 3-6 Cardinals at the 3-5 Rams. I'm going to go with the Super Bowl champs here. I'm going to go with the Rams just because the Cardinals aren't playing good at all.
Me too.
John?
That's a rough game. I'm going to go with Rams.
I'll take Rams as well.
All right. Pretty clean sweep. Now we have the 5-3 Chargers at the 4-4 49ers. I'm going to mix it up here. Usually even going with the higher record, but I'm going to go with the 49ers here. I don't know. I just like their team, and they kind of need the win if they want a chance to make playoffs. John?
I'm not going to be surprised either way. I think both teams can win this. McCaffrey probably going to cook them, but I'm going with Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Me too. Yeah, I don't see Niners winning this game against the Chargers. I mean, Herbert's been playing okay.
You don't see them at all?
I don't think they have a chance. I don't think they have a strong enough team.
All right.
Really? Against the Chargers.
Riley?
No, I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to say that the 49ers, I call them the Niners, they'll take it.
I like hearing your nicknames for all these games, Riley. They're really entertaining. All right, so yeah, me and Riley over here picking the 49ers, as we should. So in the next game, the Monday night game, we'll do the 4-5 Commanders, who are slowly starting to make a comeback, against the 8-0 Eagles. John, you can start this game off.
I think they're going to make a comeback, and what? Nah, Eagles are winning.
Jake?
Eagles.
Yeah. All right. Riley?
Birds.
Yeah. Although I do want to pick birds. I'm picking birds. I'm just kidding. Yeah. There's no shot. I mean, all right.
I thought you were serious.
No. Taylor Heineke. I mean, dude, if he has a game, which he does every often, there's a chance that they can take him out.
I mean, I agree. I could see us taking like a stupid loss against them, but I'm never going to bet on it.
Yeah, no, I'm taking the Eagles. There's just no shot. All right, so Jake, do you have all of them written down?
Yeah, I have all of them.
All right, so that will wrap it up with the second segment, and we will be back shortly after this minute and 30 break, and we'll be back drafting against Mr. Riley and Jake.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back with the third and final segment where we will be drafting up against Mr. Riley, Jake Spiritosis, and Sean Croach. We're doing the same thing we did from last week, where Jake and Riley are on the same team, so you guys will be considered the teachers because Riley's football knowledge is a bit underdeveloped.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll say that, as you didn't know he picked the Texans to win. But anyway, John, me and you. So, Riley, how this works, we each get a quarterback, a running back, wide receiver, tight end, a flex, and a kicker and a defense.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as you guys are the guests, we'll let you guys pick first.
All right. I think we go wide receiver first, because we can always take a quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll go wide receiver first. But let's see. I mean, Justin Jefferson is on the board, but they play the Bills. Stephon Diggs is on the board. That might not be a bad pick.
How about Tyreek?
Tyreek was
picked. We had him last week. All right.
Let's see. Cooper Kupp is up there.
He's always a safe option.
Yeah.
Is he the wide receiver one right now in fantasy at the moment?
I don't know.
I'm going to say he is.
Who?
It's
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I saw top five.
Jefferson's a good pick.
Yeah, I think Jefferson. I like Jefferson.
Yeah, we're going Jefferson.
Yeah, pretty obvious pick. Jalen Waddle and Tyreek are in the top five for fantasy points right now. That's insane.
Sean, I like a couple guys here. I like McCaffrey. I like him this week.
Okay.
And I'm looking at who else is on the board.
Probably a quarterback, if I had to say.
Yeah, I think we agree.
Or you can go Jalen Hurts.
Who is off the board? It's Mahomes and Tua.
Or Josh Allen.
I don't trust the question.
Yeah. Well, I'm liking I'm liking either Geno or Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts plays the Texans this week. Keep that in mind.
Who plays the Texans?
Eagles.
We do not play the Texans. We play Washington.
But that's even better.
Alright. Go Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. And then a running back. And you said Christian McCaffrey?
Let me just take a look real quick.
49ers play the Chargers.
Yeah, McCaffrey. Or, never mind. Take it back. Saquon.
Playing against the 1-6 Titans.
Yeah.
I'm down. Yeah. All right, so we just picked the two people that I forget already.
All right, it's so...
Saquon and...
Saquon
at running back,
Jalen Hurts.
We can take Derrick Henry. Who are they playing? Who's Henry playing? Let me see.
Denver.
Denver? Yeah, I think that's a solid pick for our running back if we want to do that.
All right.
Yeah. All right, we'll go Henry.
All right. And for your second pick?
We're gonna go our flex, so we can block you guys out from the flex. You want to do like another wide receiver?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Stephon Diggs isn't a bad decision. Neither is Cooper Kupp. But Cooper Kupp plays who?
I might want to go.
They
to
play
Kupp
the Cardinals.
Because Diggs, it depends on what's going on. They may be running.
Yeah. I think Kupp is definitely a safe pick if we go Kupp.
Yeah,
we'll go Cooper Kupp.
All right. So, John, we have tight end.
Sean, I want...
Tight end.
I want George Kittle.
You want George Kittle?
Against the Chargers, I think he will have a game.
We have two 49er players.
No, we don't. We have
Christian McCaffrey.
We didn't take him.
We took Saquon. All right, so...
I like George Kittle. I also like...
Mark Andrews, I'm pretty sure, is out.
Also again. Like Goddard.
I was thinking that, too. And if we do pick him... Then we have the combo. We have Jalen Hurts. But if they do terrible, then
I think George Kittle, because we have no players from 49ers. So.
All right, we can do George Kittle.
Okay.
And then for the defense, I'm down. I'm down with the Eagles.
Hold up.
Oh, wait, no. Who do the... So we either have... We can pick the Giants.
Saints against Pittsburgh.
No. Okay. We can pick the Giants. We can pick the Eagles. We could pick
Saquon.
We could pick the Titans too.
Oh,
the Broncos.
Cowboys against Green Bay, and Cowboys are number two defense in the league.
Mm.
I like the Cowboys.
I'm liking the Eagles. They play the Commanders at home.
All right, whatever. Let's go Eagles.
Go Eagles. Eagles defense.
Birds.
Birds.
It's our pick. All right, I think we go kicker.
Start.
I mean, Graham Gano is not a bad decision. They're playing Houston, so I think, I mean, we can go Gano.
That sounds good.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go Graham Gano, a kicker.
Graham Gano, that's a solid pick. All right, so, Jay, can you agree me what me and John need?
You guys have another one, right?
Yeah, we have one more.
You guys
need a kicker, flex, and wide receiver.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, and then I think we're going to go, you just want to draft our quarterback real quick? Yeah.
Yeah, you want to take, I think we take Fields. Justin Fields.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll go Justin Fields.
Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just not a terrible pick.
I feel like regardless of
Stephon Diggs.
Yep, I was going to say regardless of the QB, I still want Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Wide receiver. And now flex. All right, we can do a lot of things. We can do Christian McCaffrey.
I like.
But we have
McCaffrey.
We do have Kittle.
Do have Kittle.
John, if you want, I'm down to switch to Goddard, and then we just do McCaffrey.
Could still take Eckler. Wait, no, he's off board.
Is he off the board?
Okay. Yeah, he's off the board. So who are you saying?
We get Goddard, and then we just pick McCaffrey.
You want to switch?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So Jake. I say Goddard. Jake Spiritosis. We are now doing. We're switching our one pick. Goddard. We're doing Goddard instead of Kittle. Is this allowed?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. Okay.
None of
that.
Okay.
Sean, I still want McCaffrey. I don't care.
You still want McCaffrey?
Look at his. He's projected the 24 points. Right, he's not going to get less than 20.
So CMC.
Wait. No. Wait. Let's look around real quick. All right. We have who do we even have? Sure.
This is all projections in the league, and McCaffrey is the second.
Yeah, we'll pick Christian McCaffrey. So now I believe you guys have what?
We just have a tight end and defense, but we're going to go Dallas Goedert for our tight end.
Oh, so that's why you didn't want us to switch.
Yeah.
All right, so Goddard, and then who is your next pick?
We need a defense. Wait, who you guys took who?
Eagles.
No, for
McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, okay.
Yeah, we picked McCaffrey.
Let's see. Who plays the Broncos?
It's another bad team, Titans.
How about the Saints defense?
Who's the Saints play?
Saints play the Steelers.
I can't believe no one's taking Joe Mixon.
That's not bad. Yeah. Ooh.
I forgot about it. All
right. Yeah. We'll go Saints. We'll go Saints defense.
Oh wait, are Bengals on a bye?
No, I think they're playing.
Bengals are on a bye.
Are they? I thought they play.
No, Bengals are on a bye.
You guys just need a kicker.
Yeah, they are on a bye.
All right. Kicker. We do.
Hold up, Sean. Hold up. Let me look.
Yeah. Look at your protection. That's projections.
Sick. I'm about to just take the top projected because I do not
know. Name the top five, and then I'll say he's gonna go off.
Got.
And say the team because I'm not gonna know the kickers.
Okay. Hold up. Top five projected is Bullock, Titans, Gold, San Francisco, Suckup, Buccaneers, Joseph, Vikings, and Lutz, New Orleans.
I like Joseph. Vikings?
Vikings against Bills?
Yeah.
Okay. Take Joseph.
Because I think Bills are going to hold them a lot and force a bunch of field kicks. All right, so Jake, do you want to read them off real quick?
Yeah, I'll reveal. All right, so for you and John, we have quarterback Hurts, running back Saquon, wide receiver Diggs, tight end Kittle. At your flex, you have CMC, defense Eagles, and then your kicker is Joseph. And then me and Riley have at quarterback Justin Fields, running back Derrick Henry, wide receiver Justin Jefferson, tight end Dallas Goedert, flex Cooper Kupp, defense Saints, and then Graham Gano, their kicker.
Looks like a good team. It's just the quarterback.
I like our team.
I like our team a lot, but Justin Fields is looking.
I know. I like it. I kind of like it. All
right. And with that, we will wrap up the final segment. Mr. Riley, thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you, Riley.
Thanks, Riley.
And go Pittsburgh.